Blog Talk Radio.
Cable Guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
5G internet? Never heard of it.
5G ultra wideband? It's way better.
Oh, I see. So somehow, your home is connected to the information superhighway on Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network. Wirelessly.
Yeah.
Magically beaming powerful invisible internet into some sorcerer's box without miles and miles of this.
Yeah, right.
Wait. Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa. They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
I love those.
Nope. Price is the price.
This may be illegal. And you could spend time in a correctional facility. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man. Well, let me juice you up at work.
Got one at my shop, too. Runs my business.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double check.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I have my fingers in my ears. Cable Guy.
You're now tuned into WBNN's News Forum with host and anchor, investigative reporter Chinchilla Jonesia. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hey everybody, this is your girl Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight is the first Sunday in the month of March. Today is March 6th, 2022. Tonight on News Forum, from slavery to slavery to slavery. Has slavery really ended? From the plantation to the prison. Should the Constitution be amended? From politics to programming, why hasn't it been contended? These are the topics we will be discussing tonight on News Forum. We will also be addressing gentrification and what's going on in an area in South Philadelphia that Pennsylvania Historical Exonerate Vincent Moto is fighting to save a piece of historical land behind his property. And since Vincent Moto has been recognized and honored by the Pennsylvania House of Representatives as being Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, that makes that land and especially the stage that he and his brothers and their musician friends built back in the 70s historical. So find out how you can help Vincent Moto save that land today. So don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J. We'll be right back after this. We are helping Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Vincent Moto fight to save a piece of historical property behind his home. He built a stage along with his brothers and musician friends in the 70s. That stage is still there, 1640 Point Breeze Avenue. A developer wants to build on that land. He's already excavated the land and he is going to tear down that stage. The stage is historical because Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Vincent Moto has been deemed historical by the Pennsylvania House of Representatives. Help us save that property. Help us save that land. Help us buy it back from the developer so that a free music school will be built on that land, the Vincent Moto School of Music. Also, a community center, a family community enrichment resource center to be exact, and a community park, which will be called the Vincent Moto Community Park, that will hold concerts, movie nights, and an array of other events that will all be family-oriented. The community center will house many programs that will be available for all ages, from the very young to the very old, to bridge the generational gap. We want to provide a safe haven for the young people in Point Breeze, because there's nothing for them to do in that community but to get in trouble. And every single day, there's gun violence in that neighborhood. All throughout Philadelphia, there's gun violence every day. People are being shot. People are being killed every single day. And we want to change that narrative by providing a safe haven for the youth in Point Breeze, to keep them off the streets and out of trouble, to make them productive and not destructive. So please donate what you can today. To purchase the property back from the developer, it will cost $2.3 million. We need to raise those funds immediately. If we can get 2 million people to donate $1, we have it. If we can get 1 million people to donate $2, we'll have it. If we can get 40,000 people to donate $50, we will have $2 million. So please, donate what you can, no matter how big or how small. Donations may be sent via Cash App to $BeAVoiceTour. That's $BeAVoiceTour. Be a Voice Tour. You may also donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. So definitely be a voice today. Help us help the children in this community. Thank you so very much. I am Chinchilla J. Updates on featured wrongful conviction cases featured on News Forum. Tomorrow, Monday, March 7th, Herndon Steele goes before Judge DiClaudio, 9 a.m. at the CJC in Philadelphia, room 1001, concerning his PCRA. In the case of Bishop Kenneth Atkins out of Georgia, a hearing for a new trial is scheduled for March 15th at 2 p.m. Bishop Atkins will be transferred back to Glynn County on March 10th. A Florida 11th Circuit Court Judge, Christina Miranda, stated that after 3 days of witness testimony, the state proved there is a viable case against Rayshawn Jones. But she agreed to grant him $850,000 bond, typically 10% or $85,000 is needed for his release. She says he's not a danger to the community, nor is he a flight risk, and that Jones would not be placed on house arrest. His next trial is set for September 1st. Chinchilla Jonesia reporting, WBNN News Forum. News Forum is a syndicated radio program with over 13.6 million listeners worldwide. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, and News Forum airs each and every Sunday night live right here on WBNN at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and you would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, just press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Investigative reporter Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, is host and anchor of News Forum. To reach Chinchilla after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. by dialing 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. So now we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Now here she is, host and anchor of News Forum, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J.
All right. Good evening, everybody. This is Chinchilla Jonesia, yes, a.k.a. Chinchilla J. And welcome to tonight's segment of News Forum. Tonight, we're going to be addressing some issues that are very sensitive issues and issues that definitely need to be addressed for many reasons. So tonight, we will be talking about slavery, how it was, how it is, and where it's going from here. Slavery, dealing with the plantations and how we've gone from the plantation to the prison, politics to programming. You know, it's all really crazy, but there are so many ways that slavery is still prevalent today right here in America. And we're going to talk about those issues. We're also going to be addressing the fact that in America, it's sad to say, but in these communities, there's no more unity. So where is the unity in community? It doesn't really exist anymore, and that's a sad thing. Also, where is the neighbor in neighborhood? Really, because when I was a child, it was totally different. All of the neighbors looked out for each other. Parents were allowed to chastise other parents' children with no ramifications. And everybody, they all were friendly. Everybody spoke to each other. And it was a real community with unity and a neighborhood with real loving neighbors. Neighbors portraying the love that God says that we should love our neighbors as ourselves. But we don't see that today, and that's a sad situation. So will we ever come together to build? Will we ever come together to fight for what's right, fight for justice, fight for true, total freedom? Will we protect, come together to protect what's rightfully ours? Or will we just continue to sit back, stay divided, and allow our history to be stolen over and over and over and over and over again? It's time to stand up, everybody. It's time to stand up. Because, see, I don't know about where you live, but in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, guess what? Our young people, our youth, our teenagers, young adults, they're dying daily from senseless gun violence. And it's time to stop the silence. And that's the way we're going to stop the violence. We have to stop the silence. We have to stop being so passive and allowing things to take place in our communities. People complain, they criticize, but yet they won't get off their do-nothings. They won't. And then I hear so many people talk about how they're such a great activist. They are an activist for this, an activist for that. Well, to be an activist, the key is to activate. You know, it's not by lip service. It's by activating. Are you really going to go and stand for justice? Boy, oh boy. This past week has opened my eyes so wide to see where the real soldiers on the ground, boots on the ground people are, because they were nowhere to be found this past week. So our young people, as I said, they're dying. They're being shot daily. And we need safe havens with programs to redirect our young people's focus. We need programs to make them productive and non-destructive. That's what we need in Philadelphia. Like I said, I don't know about where you are, But I know in the city of Philadelphia, that's what we need. And in the Point Breeze area, where Pennsylvania historical exoneree Vincent Moto lives, that's what they need. And this past week, the place that we hold our Be a Voice rallies and our free concerts and food, fresh produce and fresh fruit and vegetable produce giveaways and all kinds of other stuff, coat giveaways, that lot is being excavated. It's being dug up. It's being demolished and destroyed so that a 57-unit, five-story apartment complex can be built upon it. And it was very, very sad this week because from Tuesday to Friday, the only people that were out there on that stage to protect the stage that families of the wrongfully incarcerated stand upon to tell the stories of their loved ones' wrongful incarcerations, that very stage that juvenile lifers' families get upon, that very stage that former juvenile lifers stand upon to tell their stories, that very stage that people who have been in solitary confinement for numbers of years and decades, that same very stage that DA Larry Krasner has taken and spoken at our Be a Voice rallies, that same very stage that Movita Johnson Harrell has stood upon to tell her story, that same very stage that State Representative Regina Young presented Vincent Modell with a citation honoring and recognizing him as Pennsylvania's historical exoneree. That same very stage is going to be demolished. If we don't stand up and fight, if we don't give, I gave, but we need others to give, because that whole property is historical because it's behind Vincent's yard. That stage is historical because Vincent Moto, his brothers, and his musician friends built that stage back in the 70s. It makes it historical. Now, there's not an historical marker on there yet. It has not been designated as historical by the city of Philadelphia yet, but it is still historical, and it does not need to be demolished. That area does not need a 57-unit, five-story apartment complex to cause more tension in that neighborhood, in that Point Breeze area. It does not. What that area needs, everybody, is a safe haven for young people. And what I mean by a safe haven, here's what Vincent Moto wants to do. He wants to build a free music school to give children music lessons, playing the drums, the piano, the guitar, the bass, and whatever instrument they would like to play. And also to teach audio production, video production, post-production, music production, theory, and different things along that aspect of music. There will also be vocal lessons and dance lessons and theater and drama, you know, and so many programs in that music school. Now, if a child doesn't want to learn anything dealing with music, there will be other things for them to do at the Family and Community Enrichment Resource Center, which will be a center with an array of programs that will be available to people of all ages. So all the way from young children up to elderly, the elderly. So it's going to bridge the generational gap, which definitely needs to be done. So we want to change the narrative in that community. Instead of children out there with nothing to do but get into trouble, they will have something to do. They will have something that will keep them out of trouble, and keep them out of the cemetery, keep them out of jail. So we need your help today to donate. And all we're asking is for people to donate a dollar. I mean, a lot of you, I'm sure, can donate more than that. But here's the scenario. If you can get 2 million people to donate a dollar, that's $2 million. 1 million people to donate $2, that's still, guess what, $2 million. And, you know, so on and so forth. So if we get 40,000 people to donate $50, that's $2 million. So we need your help today, no matter how big or how small your donation is. Please donate to save that property, to help Bensimoto save that historical stage that he built. Help. If you want to see children, if you want to see their lives changed, if you want to see their lives enriched, change this narrative by donating today. The Cash App is $BAVOICETOUR. That's $BEAVOICETOUR. The Venmo account is BAVOICE, BEAVOICE. Please donate today because guess what? Tomorrow, that stage may be gone. We were successful at stopping the construction and demolition to continue on Friday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we were out there. It was bitter cold all day Tuesday from 9 to 5, all day Wednesday, 7:30 a.m. to about 6:30 p.m., Thursday from about 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday from about 8 to I think it was about maybe 11, and that's when the developer and the owner halted construction because we were on that stage. And guess what, y'all? They called the cops on me Friday. And it was very interesting, but they called the cops on me. And, you know, I was not going to go anywhere. I stood my ground and stayed on that stage. And I was out there by myself first on the stage. And, you know, I'm going to actually play some of that video when the cops came, and, you know, it was really crazy. But this is what we must do. I mean, usually when you have people that are very loud and talk a lot and, you know, they say, oh, yeah, I stand for justice, me this, I do this and I do that, and, oh, I don't back down. But when it comes, push comes to shove, and the heat hits the fan, or however that saying goes, guess what? You see who the real ones are. And Bensimoto is definitely a real one because he stood out there. He stayed out there on that stage, and I know I'm a real one. I don't mind. I fight to the end. And so we're fighting to the end, and we want to invite and encourage you listening tonight to help us fight to the end. Help us to buy that property back from the developer. He's willing to stop all construction permanently and to sell that land to Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Bensimoto if he can raise that money. And again, it's $2.3 million. And guess what? It's not impossible to do, people. It's not. If all of you listening tonight donate, it's not impossible to do. We can do it, and we can build that free music school. We can build that family enrichment community center, resource center. We can build that and the community park because there's absolutely nothing for the children to do in that area. And I have a love for children. I don't know about you, but I have a love for the children. They are our future, and they need our help because they're crying out. They're crying out, and no one hears them. So it's time to hear them and to listen and to activate tonight, people. Activate tonight. Now, before I play any of those clips, I'm going to bring on Caroline Turner, my dear friend Caroline. And we're going to chat with her for a moment. Caroline, how are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you, Chinchilla. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, thank you, thank you. How was your week?
Very busy. Lots of cases.
Yes, as
good,
usual.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Okay, so tonight we're going to be talking about slavery, from slavery to slavery to slavery, plantation to the prisons, and politics and programming. We're going to talk about that tonight. And, and then the main issue is what's going on behind Vincent's home, the lot where we hold our Beer Voice rallies, where you have attended just about every rally and have also taken that stage. And what's going on there is just so very terrible. And, it's unfortunate that we have a councilman in that area that won't do a thing. He turns the other way. And the whole situation could have been remedied a long time ago. It could have been remedied by him putting legislation in place to keep that area with a two-story conformity, where developers would not be able to build more than two stories. It also could have been remedied with the developer who was willing to swap a city property for that property, but Councilman Kenyatta Johnson refused to do that. He also refused to buy the property back from the developer, and it's so very sad, and it's just downright pathetic, and it gets so frustrating to me, Caroline, because in this community, people don't stand up. They don't stand up. They don't fight. They just allow things to happen and things to take place. And then they complain later, but then it's too late. It's too late. And Caroline, I want to share with everybody, your experience at the rallies and all that. I want to talk about the rallies that you've attended.
Well, the rallies have been great. You've had great speakers. You've had people telling their stories, wrongfully incarcerated people mostly. It's been great, but I'm wondering why the neighborhoods weren't out, why all the neighbors who've benefited from that stage and from that plot of land weren't out there with you guys.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my whole point. They don't stand up. And we've been fighting to save that lot for 7 years, back and forth, stopping construction, and it's been changed into different owners, the last developer sold it to this new developer, and, because everything he tried to build was blocked. It's been a long, hard battle, long, hard fight, and with none of these people in this community, standing up. No one is standing up. The only time they actually came out of their homes while we were out there on that stage all week was one Friday, Caroline, when the police came, we saw people peeping out their windows and opening up their back doors, looking out, I guess, to see if we were going to be arrested, And after that, they went back in their homes. And, it's so very sad. It's just so ridiculous and frustrating. And this is something that, unfortunately, in the Black community, this is something that has been going on forever, Caroline, where people don't stand up and fight. And the only time when we really see them coming together and fighting and protesting is when a white cop or a white racist person kills a Black person. That's the only time. And it's so sad that it's like that. And that has to change, but, hey, we can't change people's mindsets and the things they do. So I just pray that one day that they will change and become fighters for what's right and stand up for justice. It's just so ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Right now, I want to play this song called Stand Up. And it's not Bob Marley's Stand Up, but it's another Stand Up. I want to play this Stand Up song. And this song was actually written by Pennsylvania historical exoneree Vincent Modo, And just listen to this song, everybody, because it's what actually goes on today. He wrote this song 34 years ago. So take a listen to this song.
System. Will is havoc, tragic conflict, others sent to the grave by automatics. Rifle by crews that are hostile organization. Drug transactors act on intimidation. Women, men solid, children disregarded. What's the keys of it? What's the cause of it? Let me know. At 13, she's turned out. She blew her brains out. I guess she couldn't take it no more. Like the expression goes, knocking on heaven's door. From the looks of it, I guess she got it. This type of thing happens over and over again. Every city, even across the world, women leaving children on the front doors. Parents are hung, swung out on cook flow, throwing the children out a 10-story window. Where's the love, sympathy, feelings of mercy? What gives you the right to give the child the death penalty? Gang violence, can I get a witness? Used to be knives, now it's the Mac 10, Tech 9, 12 gauge, pumps and 38. Stop the madness before it gets too late. Strive for a better cause, try to find yourself in these. If the rest of the world is lost, cause you're the new generation, the future. Set an example, brothers and sisters. Dropping out of school, thinking it's cool to sell drugs. Pushing those deadly tools, which others in class, we used to pass cool notes. Others are fiends now, hustling the usual. Not a rap song, I wish I could say that. But it's the stuff that they sell in the Val Cap. Well, let me pause for a moment while I mention.
This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. Make your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up,
take your place, protect the race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up,
take your place, protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up, take your place, protect your race.
Destruction, creation. They begin to know the devastation. Bodies are mutilated. The earth dies. Not a soul survives. Only body lies. The O-N-E. They count casualties. No more life. And the every living human being. Flesh ripped from the bone. Earth's a death zone. It's reality. None of what TV's shown. What about the child without a chance to live? Who never knew the words positive? How could they love for when their hearts are torn? Minutes the baby's born. The next day the earth's gone. No one to finish the fight. Not in pretty sight. So I'm getting hyped. Yo, I gotta do it right. Again, releasing my tension while I mention. This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system.
Take your place.
Protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up.
Take your place. Protect the race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up.
Take your place. Protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Stand up. Take your place. Protect your race, cause it's a damn disgrace.
Remember the time when you could play on the block. Play football while the girls play double dutch. After dinner, cool out with the team. Wait for Mr. Softy to bring the ice cream. Standing in line, next for the order. Smile on your face while you dig for your carter. Got your ice cream, you sit on the step. Wait for your friends who hasn't got this yet. Everyone's happy, we're having a ball. Mom's on the porch, she's watching us all. You see, it don't matter if related to each other. In the neighborhood, we look out for one another. How times have changed. The old neighborhood don't even look the same. People walk around, eat out of the trash. They have no cash and no place to crash. Mothers on crack, black, yellow, and white. Kids run the streets all day and night. People getting shot, killings won't stop. Another drug dealer just moved on your block. Policeman still dead. Old man must stay. Rich get richer. Don't give a damn anyway. That's the way it is, I hate to say. We got to fight for a better way.
Shut up.
All All right, all right. And that wonderful song was by Vincent Moto. It's all good. It's all good. I'm here with you. You know what I mean? Got a little pause there, no dead air. But that was written by Vincent Moto. And I love that man. We got a lot of people that's going to call in tonight. And we're waiting for this topic. So let's get to it.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So we're talking about from slavery to slavery to slavery, everybody. And, you know, like with slavery was on the plantations. And on those plantations, the slaves picked cotton and whatever else was in the fields was going to pick. And they had a master that they had to answer to. And if they were not doing their job, guess what? They got whipped by master, and these slaves were so humiliated. And I am going to actually bring on Vincent Moto because he's going to talk about the things that happened during slavery time, and we're going to bring it up to the present. And we're also going to be speaking with Brother Hooney tonight because this is an area that he is well-versed in also. So we're going to hear from Pennsylvania Historical Examiner Vincent Moto right now. Vincent, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Chinchilla. Can everyone, can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit of feedback in the background. I don't know if you're on the speakerphone or whatever. Let's try to cut that out. So we hear you. So I'm going to put you on ice for a second. So that way. But, of course, guys, we're out of Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you do is press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So we want to make sure that the lines are clear so we don't disrespect the world and the people who are listening on this air tonight. So let's try it again, Vince. All right, Vince. Check 1-2-1-2.
Good evening.
There you go. Sound great.
Okay, great. Hi. Good evening, everyone that's listening. Good evening, Chinchilla. Good evening, Caroline. I was hoping not to have to be on here tonight because I really had a hard weekend. I lost my best friend out of 54 years. They found him dead on the corner of Pornbreeze and Watkins Street. While this was March 1st, while I was on the stage protesting in the community concerning the park behind my home. And it's been a really, really rough weekend for me. I really want to keep things brief with what I want to say because I'm very emotionally beat down right now. Chinchilla, Ms. Delicia, she knows she's been with this situation behind my home. But the title that I just heard was about slavery to slavery, and I'm not sure if you wanted me to expound on that or concerning the issue behind my home. Could you make that clear for me, please?
Okay. First about from slavery to slavery to slavery, you know, how it relates to today.
Okay. Well, I must say, I can only speak from my opinion and the things I've read and my experience. And the history goes back to slavery. There.
All right. We hear you. You know, Vincent, I'm going to tell you, so first of all, we're very, very sorry for your loss. And we're not here We're not here to press you tonight. We're not here to press you. If you're not able to do this, you can come back on another time. Okay? Out of respect to you and your bereavement tonight.
Yes. I understand
all right.
that. All right.
All right. So we want to thank Vincent Moto for coming on tonight. Hopefully he's able to speak. Hold on a second. Are you able to speak, Vince? All right. Let's get to it.
I believe I'm able to speak. I just see, we're talking a very sensitive topic here, and I just want to make sure that I'm not offending anyone in no matter, form, or fashion, you know. And I want to clarify that, you know. But that was the reason why I was taking a delay in what I was saying. Because
there's
I didn't
no censorship
sit down
here.
And write any script for this. Yeah.
Vince, there's no censorship at WBNN. You know that. There's no censorship on our praise. As long as you don't
absolutely
use profanity on this show, you're fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. During the time of slavery, there was a lot of psychological and physical damage done to the African-American that was brought from to America. And during these processes that took place, these things left an lasting impression similar to passing things down through generation after generation, which is psychological because we have what's called a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. So the conscious mind is what we consciously, you know, navigate, use every day, daily, and speak as we speak so fast. The unconscious mind is the things that we calculate during the time when we're resting or we're working in the background, doing background work. So our consciousness sits back and it stores information just like a computer. So during this process, there was many type of mental and psychological, when I say mental and psychological, what I'm saying from a mental perspective, but a psychological, physical harm, which this information was stored and processed through hate, through light skin and dark skin people. They actually took people and put them in the field, which were the dark skin people. And then they took the light skin people and they put the light skin people in the homes. And these were the ones that they were mating with the children or, you know, and these things, they got different privileges and things of that nature. So you automatically caused a Frankenstein syndrome there. What I mean by Frankenstein syndrome, you created a different type of human being. And this human being was classified as the Negro, the nigga, you know, because it's even fact that when you come from another country and you come in and they say, oh, what are you, black? And they say, no, me not black, me African. A Jamaican come through, they say, excuse me, where you're black? No, me not black, me Jamaican. Anyone of color that comes through here always never identifies with the word black. An American. See, and this is because this particular person was created here in America, which was the slave. So now you have generations and generations of slavery still with the same mentality passed down constantly over and over. And just like that, you know, people, they would take and they made projects. A project is nothing but a scheme and a plan. It was so bad. Slavery was so bad that they used to actually take slaves. I'm just giving you a little taste of this psychologicalness, what I'm talking about. In the wintertime, they would take slaves and lay them down butt naked and use them as feet warmers. They were used as feet warmers. They would actually lay them down when their feet was cold. Come over here and lay down and put their feet on them to warm their feet up. Now, imagine that you come in the room and you see your mom and your dad down there, somebody laying their butt neck and they got their feet up on the psychological effect that this leaves upon people. And the same concept and process has been going down just like with bucking. People, I asked a lot of people, what does bucking mean? Do they know what bucking is? A lot of people doesn't even know what bucking is. Bucking was done during slavery. When the slave masters was upset because one of his slaves had done something wrong, the embarrassment of if he made a mistake, then he had to embarrass him and show him who was boss. So he would take him and he would lay him out in the fields, butt naked, lay him on his stomach. And he would nail his, like you know, you nail a tent down, you put the spikes around, you put the nails down, and he opened them down. And then their families were brought around and stood around the rest of the slaves to say, this is what happens when this happens. And he actually have sexual intercourse with him anally. This psychological effect that happens from this is carried through generations after generations in the anger and the pain. And then this creates a a negative energy that's strong. This negative energy is strong. It's so strong that sometimes we look at one another and we hate each other because we look like one another. And it goes way beyond that I'm able to eloquently express in any form or fine or profound manner. See? And then you got the one that wants to be free, wants everything to be right. And everything in the world can't be right. Because in Ecclesiastes 3, it says it's a time and a purpose underneath the heavens and earth for everything. If there's no good, then how do you know bad? If there's no happiness, how do you know sad? If there's no up, how do you know down? Everything must be balanced. For every light, there's a darkness. So we have to take these things and utilize what has taken place through slavery psychologically that is passed down through your DNA because of memory. See, and it goes through, you get 23 chromosomes from your mother and you have 23 chromosomes from your father. And these are passed down and this will make you unique, but you still have everything. I got a gift. My dad was a mechanic. I didn't even go to mechanic school. I could take an engine apart. I could listen to a car and tell you what was wrong with. Never one day I ever went to mechanic school. My dad was a master mechanic. My mom was a fashion designer. I could sew. I made patterns out of newspaper. Never ever went to school for it. This is how I know. I picked up behavior because behavior is learned. And when we see the depressions of the families, jail is not just another level of the Constitution, the Emancipation of Proclamation, where we set the slaves free, but you reinvented a higher technology of handling a slave. So you put them in prison now. Prisons wasn't built for black people, Africans, Americans, or Negroes, as they say. That was for rebellious white people. Well, no, hey, I'm putting my slave in a prison for what? I'm losing money. I ain't putting my slave in no prison. And it goes on and on and on. But these are some of the things that must be addressed to stop the madness. You got to, like a hard drive. The hard drive got to be cleared. Like, boom. And then rebuilt from the ground up, like the Constitution. The Constitution does not represent African Americans. It represents those just running it. And you either about it or you ain't. Now, it's those, like I said, to want to make a change, and there's those that don't want to make a change. And then there's those caught in the Frankenstein syndrome that if a war ever went, they will go against you. And it's seen all the time, constantly there. I remember when light skinned, it was like, oh, light skinned boys think they so cute and this and this. I don't know where it comes from. I didn't even care about nothing like that. That's why I got along with everybody. You was light, white, black, brown. I don't care if you was dark as the ground and you was a thorough dude, I was thorough with you. So I never see, and I don't know if I look for, you know how they say you got to step out and look in to see things? And that's what you must do. You got to step out and see. Look what's going on in the radio industry. They're calling their women bees and they're calling themselves niggers. Listen, you can't take a negative and make it a positive. You just can't do that. A negative is a negative, and a positive is a positive. This considers balance. You must have balance. And this negativity that we constantly pushing in the music, you blah, blah, be, yeah, yeah, back it up, blah, blah, blah. We're making our women dress naked. They calling each other. I don't know if hoe is a bad word for this. I apologize, but I have to say that to describe what I'm talking about. You know, back it up. Our songs are so degradating to each other. When I was growing up, our song was love songs, and that's from 70s to 80s. This when love was getting together. It was getting so beautiful that something came in, and they told me in college that the world is changing from industrial society to an informational highway. That was another slavery. See, and this took it to another level. When that next level came in, we're talking about an industrial information, nothing but information, access to PlayStations, Xbox, 360, internet. Children can get on there, watch anything. They got cell phones. They run around with these cell phones. No one is controlled. This is all part. It's a mentality slavery. See, and we gotta cut it. You gotta cut the hatred. It's embedded so deep, but you got to cut the hatred. We to the point where we even say, yo, with the hood, you know, because that's all that's going on in where they coming from. And I understand the brothers. I mean, yo, they gotta survive. Like, I ain't gonna let nobody just step on me and dog me out for my plot, but you gotta come together collectively. You gotta understand to hatred, there's got to be love, because there's got to be balance in your life for existence and harmony. Find your purpose. We have to find a purpose again, because their lives was stripped of everything, their name, their culture, their background. You got a lost set of people walking around, no disrespect to nobody, because everything was stripped from them. So they're trying to find their way. They're trying to find out who they are. They know partially who they are, but then there's other obstacles that constantly block it, because once you find out who you are, there's no doubt about who you are anymore. But when you disrespect your queen, when you disrespect the queen, disrespecting yourself, you can never grow. You will never grow. You can't disrespect the woman that births you. And when you call your women bitches and hoes, they say it on TV now. That word is just out there, so I ain't really cursing no more. That's sad. Because, see, back in the day, if you was out of order and you was disrespectful to a female and you called her a bitch, you was in some serious trouble. No, it wasn't like that. You know, we don't have no respect. Wow. The respect for the females is gone. Mm. And they losing it themselves, because yeah, they call each other bees. And they walking around like they ain't beautiful. Why you got to expose your body? Why you got to present yourself that way? Why you got to be all loud and this and that? Because this is the anger. This is what they're releasing. They're trying to find a way, because they're so creative. They're so full of energy. But it's like the lost sheep of Israel, as it speaks about in the Bible. My dad used to tell me people to walk in circles and known as wheels and dogs pee upon them. And I used to say, what, Dad? And she said, and then I thought about it. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. I said, oh, man, I see what he's saying now. I had to keep stumbling. I had to keep stumbling myself until I figured it out. And we have to figure it out. It's so many years. It's not going to change overnight. See, and we all want change. Change is happening, but it's not all changing at one time overnight. You got to remember, you got 500, 600 years of history of slavery now. Now, equal balance, meaning to even get balance, to put the scale back, you got to have that many years of repair. So all the repairing, and ain't no real repairing right now, because they got programs, they docking your ass back up, you're going to jail, the drugs is out there, the money is out there, the appealing things is out there, all these devil agencies and everything else that's out here, distractions, so you won't find your way.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Right.
It's
right.
Truly hard,
wow,
to find your way amongst this madness, man. And brothers got to come together. It ain't about who's in charge and who's the biggest and who got this. It's about power and numbers. You talk about power. Where's your schools at? Where's your hospitals? Your police stations? We got so much work to do. Why are you out killing each other? We got too much work to do. It's too much work to be done. And I'm trying to be a voice. No disrespect to anybody. My grandfather was Iyamoto, and my grandfather was put in a POW camp.
you know, my grandfather was Japanese, partial Japanese. You know, he was full-blooded Japanese, but he came in to study as a doctor. And he met my mom, my grandma, and they just fell in love, man, you know. So I know the struggle. I know what it's about. I did 10 and a half years behind bars for a crime I didn't commit. You know how hard that was, still trying to prove? That's why I got post-traumatic stress syndrome. You get effects from this stuff, psychologically stressed out. It's depression. Our kids got ADHD. What the hell is ADHD? What is this? Right. Where are these diseases and infections coming from? The abortions that they were doing, stealing out of their pituitary gland and out of their spine, the liquid that heals people and does all kind of miracle stuff. That's why abortions was just popping off. Yeah, get an abortion. Kill that mother pepper. Kill it. Don't worry about it. They're using that. I got you got bone marrow. You got all kinds of things, all kinds of experiments that the rich do to us. See, it's beyond just this nigga white man stuff. It's way beyond that now. See, and people got to understand this is way beyond that. It's way beyond that. You know, because if it wasn't Michael Jackson, Jordan, and all them other boys, all these millionaires and dudes getting all this money, Jay-Z, rappers, yo, all that, it's not about this racist thing anymore. And if you want something, you got to come together collectively. My daddy told me it starts at home. And then you branch out as a man. You become your man. And then you move into a home where you have neighbors. And if you want to go to the next level, you become the community man to make sure that your community is okay and safe. Your home, your neighbors is okay and safe. This is where the hatred has become mental. Because we don't even trust each other no more. I don't trust that nigga. Man, I would trust. And man, I wish that. And we always, I would wish would be in my seat when I'm in the movie. We got to stop that hate, just the hate. And the songs is depicting this so heavily. It's enforced. And then our kids is dancing to this. And they learning new moves to this stuff. And they're being creative with this negative energy. And they're so gifted. They're so gifted that they make it sound super bad. That's what they do. That's why that music be booming and everybody playing it. But you got to understand the root and the focus of what it's used for.
Yeah.
And these are, and it's going to the next level. This 5G. See, I ain't trying to make people think this dude crazy. But the 5G now, they getting ready to go to the sky. They getting ready to go to the sky, and they getting ready to end this thing down here soon. I done had the dreams. I done seen it. I visioned this. That song you heard was 34 years ago. Crack wasn't even really invented then. I remember what was coming in around the 80s in Philly. When I came back, it destroyed the neighborhood. Where'd that come from? When I went to college in a European education, they told me, there's two type of goals. There's a long-term goal and there's a short-term goal, okay? And these are the goals. If you don't stay up with the goals, if you don't stay up with what's going on in your community and in your house, you're too running around, too busy, and this is the part of the psychological Frankenstein syndrome because you got to let go. You've got to let go. You've got to refrain from embracing for a second. And pay attention. Take that breath. Sit down and ask, what have you done lately in your lives to make a change for not just you, not just for your neighbors, for your people, for anyone, any color, anyone. And once you get the, you got to get around people that want the same thing.
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
You can't be around a drug dealer and then stand there around the corner next week and protest against him. He's going to be like, yo, no, what's up with you, man? Oh, look, this thing is real because they got all kinds of things jumping off. Anytime the government can send someone over in different countries and assassinate people and come back.
Yeah.
Sometimes this thing is serious. We can't save the world. You understand me? Because everybody don't want to be saved. But I'm telling you the history of what happened in slavery and what still got them tied down to why they doing what they doing. Even in prison, they bucking one another. They got our brothers wearing their pants off their butt. That's called bucking. They showing your butt in prison. Ooh-wee. Man, look at that.
Wow.
What is going on?
Wow.
And they walking around proud doing it. Not only is African-American and black brothers doing it now, they got other kids because they make fashion. You know how many patents and creative things that African-Americans have created and it was taken from them because of doing slavery of patents and copy things, things that they created? They are very creative people.
Right. Wow.
See,
Vincent,
they
thank
so
you
creative,
so much.
They had to be creative to survive.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, just alone, they had, through slavery, you had to be creative just to survive. I can't imagine like that, because I'd have probably been dead. Oh, Moto slave, boom, shooting. He going to be too much trouble right from the door. But see, I know that this is what has to be done. You got to start in your neighborhood, and then you build out, you make your community, and then you vote for who you think is good for your neighborhood, and you stand up for your neighborhood.
That's so important.
And if you see your neighbor's children doing something, mister, you let the parent know, and the parent should thank you, because guess what? It might have just got her child saved his life. See, and if nobody wants to get involved and you want to live in the hood, then you're going to be living by yourself because you got neighbors.
Right.
How do you distract?
Right. All right, Vincent, I thank you so much. I thank you so much. All right.
Money Talks. So put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour. That's $ BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be A Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be A Voice today.
All right. We thank Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Vincent Moto for all of that knowledge that he gave us tonight. And we're going to now go to Brother Hooney, who we're going to talk to next about these very issues. Brother Hooney, how are you tonight?
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Thank you so much. I can hear you. Yes. And I want to also, before Brother Hooney starts talking, I just want to mention Sound Therapy, Magic Man Haru LLC, has become a sponsor for BA Voice. And they're going to be doing a recurring membership as a sponsor. And I invite others that have businesses to also become a sponsor. If you have a business, become a sponsor for BA Voice. It would be so very awesome if you can become a sponsor tonight. Just let us know, and we will definitely love to have you on board. All right, Brother Hooney, now you heard Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Vincent Moto, and wow, he talked about slavery back in the slavery days, and we also were talking earlier about the gentrification that's going on behind his home and how the developers are trying to build behind his home and he's fighting to save it. However, the people in the community, they're not standing up. They're not fighting for what's theirs. They're not fighting to save their own community. So we're talking about that from slavery to slavery to slavery. So let's talk, Brother Hooney.
You know what? First of all, wow. Brother Vincent, you know, what you said, my heart goes out to you. I'm offering up prayers and meditation and sending you an abundance of pure energy right away for healing and comfort, okay? Thank you so much for all that you have done. I thank all in all for sending ones like you into this world, okay? Now, the voice you're about to hear is another person that has been sent into the world for this purpose, well over 36 years. And I was hated for some of the stuff y'all going to hear tonight. First of all, when you look at our story, okay, which includes the Torah, the Bible, and what they call an El Quran, I have to use that because these are the tools that was used, hear me clearly, they was used for other people's benefit and not ours, okay? It became other people's benefit when we lost control of it. When you look at the Bible, forget what Hollywood have did, because that was another form of enslavement, okay? They created images. If you think I'm lying, you better look at Ellen Gill or the Book of Revelations, chapter 12, where it speaks about they created an image of the beast and made you worship that, okay? Now, you can say whatever you want to say about our people, right? But for somehow, for some way, the black and the brown has became the most hated image. So we cannot, hear me clearly, be the image of the beast. Keep that in your mind, all right? So the image of the beast that they made people love and worship was the image of a Caucasian. This is why a Caucasian, right, can get away with everything that you can imagine because they created laws for their benefit and not for the benefit of the entire human being and living being. Okay? Now back to the Bible. All of you religious people who I was sent to primarily, and I said it over 36 years ago and I'm going to say it again tonight, I was primarily sent to the people who needed it the most. Y'all people who have been for over 400 years have been in a state of bondage. And this is what the Torah has said. This is what the Bible has said. And you're not afraid to open up your Bible to Bereshit, that's Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. It will speak about the 400-year bondage that we have been placed in. Now, a lot of the things that took place for those 400 years, my good brother, my soul brother, Mr. Vincent, he already spoke about that, okay? So now, after the effect, you got a lot of people, and it's only been 22 years later. It's only been 22 years, according to the Bible, right? Now, but if you go back and read Bereshit to Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13 and 14, it says, after this bondage, you're going to come out with great substance. And I know that money has became a big, have been in a hypnotic spell because we haven't been in control of money for such a long time, even though we was the first people to ever exist on this planet, and we did it before money, before riches. So there's a lot of stuff that has happened to us, black and brown people, original people of this planet Earth, first children of the Most High, our first sons and daughters of Mother Nature and Father Time. There has been a lot of things that has taken place. So much that'll make you hate yourself, hate the divine gift of life, right? It's capable of doing that, especially up to now. When you are watching on television, on your smart devices, right, how they can openly kill one of us and don't feel any remorse for it. This generation that, you know, that we're, and I hate to feel like we're at war with, but that's out in the streets killing each other, are the byproduct for they have been in bondage or enslaved for such a long time. The fatherless ones, okay? So ones like me had to be awoken because I was on that path, little be known. I was on that path in 1985. A lot of people don't know that about me. But just like a, if you picture your mind like a cluster of grapes, they plucked that grape, which is me, and set me aside for this purpose. So well over 36 years, I have been sent on this wake-up call to awaken you, not for you to hate anyone, but I do want you to hate the circumstances. Hate it to the point that you want to make you get up and do something. I'm not encouraging, I have always said this, I do not encourage hate anyone, but I encourage love yourself. And even love can only get you so far if you're ready to look at it. So if we're going to offer some solutions to this runaway locomotive that's been out of hand for such a long time, right, you got to rebuild this structure. You know, love is limited. But if you rebuild it on respect for self, kind, and others, that's where we restart at. And I also want to say this, too. We got to stop being so sympathetic to other people who commit these hideous acts. I'm going to give you a prime example. Remember the young lady that went, they said she was tired, and she went in the wrong apartment. And she saw a man that was sitting in there, and she ended up taking this man's life because she thought this man had broken into her apartment and took his life. And notice how everybody was so sympathetic to Karen. Right? I think that's the perfect name for it. Everybody was sympathetic to her, from the judge to the jurors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, to the media, everybody was so sympathetic to her. Even the brother's brother of the one who got killed. And I know that's one of the divine gifts that we, I know that's one of the divine gifts that we receive from our Creator. And that's something called soul. Everybody don't have that. And if you think I'm lying, you name another people on this planet that have went through as much hell as we have went through and still have their power to offer forgiveness right away, just like that. Just like that. You understand?
Wow.
That's
something
called soul in us. That's something called soul in us, y'all. Don't give away your soul.
Yeah.
And with that soul that we have, trust me, what did that scripture say after 400 years? It said after 400 years, you're going to come out with great substance getting your soul back, y'all. Because with your soul, it's without money. When you don't forfeit or sell your soul to give your soul up, your soul becomes activated or reanimated. You understand? There's nothing on this earth.
Yeah.
There's no weapon on this earth that can stand against it. Trust me. If you think I'm lying, you go on YouTube, you listen. Your soul will burn the devil. Trust me. Your soul will literally burn it. There's nothing it can do to you. And the tone of voice, we're talking about sound therapy. Let me tell you about something. The Creator of all creators knew. They put a tone of voice inside of the so-called black and brown, black man and woman that will stop an enemy in their tracks. Just their voice alone would do it. You think I'm lying? Go on social media, go on YouTube, search it up in the internet, and you will see this young mother. This cop was getting ready to take the life of her son. She said, oh, not today. You're not taking my son away from me today. Her voice alone did it. This man was about ready to shoot himself. You cannot go against the enemies by playing the enemy's game, y'all. Yes, it's great to love. It's great to be forgiven. And they have been playing on that for such a long time because, oh, they know, you know, they're going to forgive us anyway. I'm saying stand your ground.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Take time to reinvest in yourself. There's no excuse. With all the money that we have made, you know, there was millionaires during the time of the bondage well over 300 years ago and counting. Can you imagine just for a moment all the money that went through the hands or within our possession for well over 300 years up to now? For money hasn't really been the issue. Money hasn't been the tool that was going to be able to really liberate us, not free us, but really liberate us as a people. You need something beyond that.
Right.
Like I said before, you got to get your pride and your self-respect back. When you get your pride and your self-respect back, you're not going to allow things to take place and allow them to get away with it.
Wow, yes. Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Thank you so much for all you said tonight, and, you know, that definitely should give everybody something to really think about and take and look deep within themselves, because you said to get their soul back, and that's something very profound, and thank you so much. We have so many callers that we have to get to, and, again, thank you. Thank you for all your knowledge, all your wisdom. Everybody, that was International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, Huni Bak-Atun. Thank you so much, Brother Huni. We're going to speak to Caroline real quick because Caroline has to hop off. She's starting to get a migraine. She suffers from migraines. And so we're going to get her input on what she's heard so far from Vincent and from Brother Huni. Caroline.
Oh, thank you, Chinchilla. Their points of view are very, very interesting. And yes, there is a massive legacy of slavery that we're seeing today. And we see it every day, and we see the way that the playing field is so heavily weighted towards white people and white supremacy in this country. It always has been. The systems have all been set up to favor white people. And our whole system has been made to subjugate that people from beginning to end, and the prison system absolutely personifies that whole concept, because we traded when slavery was abolished. They managed to get their white supremacy, the people in power managed to get their labor, nonetheless, by arresting people for misdemeanors and very minor crimes like loitering and things like that. And so they had people working in chain gangs. They just could substitute one sort of slavery for another. And the legacy goes on. It continues. There's so many advantages that are given in this system to people who have succeeded in a white supremacist system that a lot of Black and brown people haven't had access to. We're trying to fight for that equality, but at the moment there is none.
Wow. Thank you so much, Caroline. And for those of you that don't know, you know, Caroline, she is from Europe, and she is wonderful. She's from England, and she is not a black person, but yet she stands with us in our fights for justice, and she acknowledges what has happened here in America, and I love her so much for that. And Caroline, thank you so much, and get some rest. I know you have a busy day tomorrow, so get some rest and take care of that migraine. And I love you, and thank you so much for being on here, Caroline. Okay, right now, everybody, we are going to, I'm going to bring on Dr. Zena, and before she talks, though, I want you all to listen to this clip from Friday when the construction people called the cops on me. Take a listen to this. So now they're calling the police. So the police are here. Okay, so I'm going to keep this on live so y'all can watch. Share this video right now, okay, because I guess the GM has called the police, and they're coming now, okay? They're coming out here. There's one. Three cars just came. If anybody's watching that has Vincent's phone number, please call him immediately and tell him to hurry up and get out here, because the police are out here, and I'm out here by myself, and he needs to get out here, because I am out here all by myself right now. Brenda, if you can call Vincent on Messenger, please, because the police are approaching, and he's not out here. I'm out here all alone by myself. So please, ask Vincent to come out now. Call him on Messenger right now, please.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How you
I'm fine. How are you? What's going on? Okay, we're out here standing on this stage to try to protect the preservation of the stage. Okay. The stage is a piece of history. Pennsylvania historical ignitory Vincent Moto built this stage in the 70s, and he lived right there. This stage has a lot of history for him. He is the first man in Pennsylvania to be exonerated through the use of DNA. He was honored by the House of Representatives last year as Pennsylvania's historical exoneree. And the stage, it makes this stage historical. And the stage should not be touched. The developer said they would hold off on tearing down this stage and that this stage would be last. So they still have all of that other area to do. But yet today they started trying to chip away at the stage. And this stage needs to be preserved. And we're in the process of getting it designated as historical because it is historical. And it should not be touched. And so Vincent Moto has been out here for 4 days sitting on this stage to protect this preservation.
Historical.
Yes, it's historical. Pennsylvania historical exoneree Vincent Moto. He was wrongfully incarcerated for 10.5 years. He built this stage in the 70s, and he has been honored and designated by the Pennsylvania House of Representatives as Pennsylvania's historical exoneree. And so that makes this stage historical.
What makes this stage historical?
The fact that that Vincent Moto is Pennsylvania's historical exoneree, and he built this stage in the 70s.
Well, no historical markers here, ma'am, that says that.
Okay, that's what we're trying to get in place. So, okay, for it to actually be designated as such. And they can dig all the rest of this area until that happens. So, you know, Vincent and I, we've been standing out here on this stage all week since they've been excavating. So you still have all of that other area to excavate. And instead of trying to rip and chip away at this stage, it's taking out a piece of black history in Point Breeze. It's bad enough that this whole lot was sold to a private developer by the city. That's bad enough, okay? But now to try to chip away at this stage, the stage is the only part that would be left from this history out here. Wow. So that was me talking to the police officers. Start off with two, and then they increased to be 6 police officers, and then they also brought a civil affairs guy out as well. But anyway, so that was something, guys. It was really something. They did not haul me away, and Vincent Moto came out, and he also talked to the officers extensively, and we talked to the owner on the phone, and the owner instructed the crew to stop what they were doing and to leave for the day, and the police to leave. They came back and got the bulldozer, and they left. And the owner gave us the whole weekend to have that fundraising concert on the stage. So now we're going to bring on Dr. Zena. Dr. Zena, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Dr. Janicia. It's good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you, too. So, everybody, this is Dr. Zena Crenshaw-Logel. And, wow. Now, with what you've heard tonight, what do you have to expound on with what you heard tonight? And then you can get into the judiciary part of how we're affected by the judiciary.
Yes. Oh, well, you know, I'm a human rights defender. I focus on U.S. legal system accountability, so that's all the key players that comprise our U.S. legal system. But my special forte is with regard to the judiciary. But I look at all aspects of the legal system. And the criminal justice system, it's so much about civil, constitutional, and human rights as opposed to just criminal procedure and the practice of criminal law. I never did that as a private attorney. So I'm becoming more and more familiar with the abuses of power that are unique to the U.S. criminal justice system. And what happens for sure is that through criminal process, supposedly fighting crime, there is a creation of a forced labor pool. And of course, that's what a slave is. It's slavery. We produced in this country a forced labor pool. So the question becomes, to what extent is our criminal justice system about crime fighting, crime punishment? Of course, we house the people that we incarcerate in our correctional departments. That's what they describe. And, you know, there's plenty of evidence that there's not much, if any, correction associated with our incarceration in this country, jailing people, imprisoning people. But the bottom line is we have mass incarceration, more per capita than any country in the world. So you have this forced labor pool, and then you're doing it at such a phenomenal rate. And it's that we have this mass incarceration unrivaled anywhere, even in historically authoritarian countries. So I'm not an expert on equating this with slavery, but it's certainly a legitimate consideration, given, again, that the end result of supposedly crime fighting in this country and prosecution and punishment is the creation of this forced labor pool. And what happens is the role of the judiciary in maintaining this mass incarceration is not what most people focus on. And I'd like to have an opportunity to just put on your listeners' mind just to what extent that the judiciary is helping maintain these institutions or these practices that so many of your people have talked about, your guests have talked about so eloquently as tantamount to modern-day slavery. So should I just proceed with that, Dr. Genesia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know,
and I want to ask you a question, if I may, Dr. Crenshaw, because like with mass incarceration in these prisons, you know, and it's similar to the plantations, how they have, you know, plantations filled with slaves and, you know, and they work them for very little. They don't really get paid much. And in the prison system and the mass incarceration, how they have the prisoners, the inmates, the incarcerated individuals, should I say, they're there and they're working, doing some serious labor, some of them. And I know some of the prisons, they have them actually leave the prison facility to go out and to work in the construction industry. Some of them are jockeys, I think down in Texas or somewhere, they have them working as jockeys, and they're getting paid very little. And now, do you know if it's a different amount, like per state, or is it the same across the country, like what they get paid per hour, and how does that work?
Well, it's my understanding that it varies on a state-by-state basis, but it's frankly pennies per hour. There's no such thing as a competitive wage. And we know the 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides that that people, Americans, should not be subjected to forced labor, with the exception being as part of punishment for crime. So this is the rationale for being able to force, you know, to compel people who have been convicted of crimes in this country and in prison. This is the rationale for being able to capitalize on their labor with virtually no compensation. The amounts are so small, there's virtually no compensation.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know,
that's crazy.
Even, you know, I certainly haven't taken a survey, because, again, this is not my area. I wouldn't even venture to be commenting so much about the criminal justice system because of my lack of familiarity with it, except that it has become so much about constitutional rights and human rights violations.
Yes.
And that you know, the routine, you know, don't say anything to the police and take a plea, and that part of it is you know, almost inconsequential compared to the issues, the kind of concerns that we're talking about this evening.
Yes, definitely, you know, definitely.
One thing that happens, you know, when you talk about direct misconduct as associated with the whole process of trying someone and having them convicted for a crime in this country, the phenomenon of wrongful convictions is something I think that's pretty much household knowledge. And people talk about law enforcement misconduct, planting drugs, framing people, undue concentration of law enforcement in urban communities where there's high concentrations of black and brown communities. We're familiar with that part. You're hearing increasingly more about prosecutorial misconduct, but the role of the judges in maintaining this system of mass incarceration, forced labor, is not so much focus in on, because the thought is the judge pretty much is left with what the prosecutor and the defense attorney come up with. You know, they engage in the adversary and it produces either a conviction or an acquittal, and the judge is just there to basically handle sentencing and so there's not much focus on the contribution of the judge to this whole process. And that's what our organization has, you know, asked that we take a little closer look, because it's the third branch of government, it's the judiciary that is the gatekeepers for our country insofar as providing a fair and impartial administration of justice. So if the law enforcement, if the prosecutors, if the private defense bar is somehow getting it wrong, and our mass incarceration has a disparate impact on people of color, then it's ultimately up to the judge to make sure that doesn't happen, to make sure that it's a fair and impartial administration of justice. And so there's so much concern that's all, you know, we have anything but that when it comes to criminal law enforcement in this country. We need to take a closer look at the role of the judiciary. And I'm not sure how much time you want to commit to this discussion, Dr. Gentiles, but just let me know, because the whole notion of you have the direct misconduct, so you can look at how judges may be engaged in unethical conduct and how it contributes to the problem. But the bigger consideration is how judges have a substantial role in insulating our criminal justice system from accountability. The law enforcement officers, the prosecutors, the judges do very much to insulate these players as well as themselves from appropriate accountability. So, you know, we hear about judges having a prosecutorial bias. And that's one thing was encouraging about Judge Biden's nomination of Judge Brown Jackson Brown for the U.S. Supreme Court, because she has a history of being a public defender. And because most, it's my understanding that a good deal, or most of our judiciary, the people on the bench in this country, on the state and the federal level, come from primarily their former prosecutors or former corporate defense attorneys. And as much as we talk about diversity of race, gender, religion, we really need to consider the diversity of perspective. So she's going to be coming to the bench. It's very relatively few judges who rise to the level of position that she has, stature in the legal profession, who gets there with a background of public defense. And even though there's a lot of problems associated with that system, that is a step in the right direction. So you see this prosecutorial bias, and it could just be that the judges are just too sensitive to the, you know, they're sustaining their objections and seem to be giving the criminal defense a hard time. And then you also have where it, at times it gets to a point that it seems like a deliberate violation of rights. I work with Belinda Parker Brown with Louisiana United International, and so many of our members have talked in terms, it looks like the judge and the prosecutor and even the criminal defense lawyer or the public defender, they all working against the person there who's charged with a crime. So sometimes it gets to a level that's more than just a, you know, they're giving the benefit of the doubt to the prosecutor, and it starts to look more like everybody in the court, and even your lawyer that you may have paid tens of thousands of dollars to, they seem to be working against you. So that's the kind of direct misconduct. But just tell me to what extent we can talk about how the judiciary insulates, not just necessarily through this direct misconduct, but insulates from accountability. For example, you know, it's the U.S. Supreme Court who requires us to go beyond the disparate impact on people of color, that's not enough to prove discriminatory intent. I mean, in the state of Louisiana, you have black people comprise 33% of the state's population, but 66% of their incarcerated population. But it's the U.S. Supreme Court that has made it impossible to just look at the statistics and infer discriminatory intent from that. So that's one way that the judges, the judiciary, is insulating this and maintaining, helping to maintain this mass incarceration that we're complaining about.
Yeah.
Again, just let me know.
So what
I
we need.
Go on and on.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Dr. Zeta, but, you know, we're definitely going to have, you know, we're going to do the podcast with you and actually have you on News Forum as well to go into more detail about all of this, because this is something very important that people really need to know about, and how we need to change these legislations and these laws in this country. And I thank you so much for taking the time out today to share tonight with us on these topics, and I will definitely have you on as a very special guest very soon, very, very soon. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Before the next caller, I want you all to I'm going to have Brother O play this song, and this song is a Be A Voice song that was just created on the spot on yesterday, at the fundraising concert. And again, Cash App is $BAVoiceTour. Venmo is Be A Voice. All right, let's listen to the Be A Voice song, and then we're going to go to another caller. That was Save the Children, created on the spot. There's a lot of wind and stuff out there and everything, guys. So hopefully you could hear the words to that song. All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you today? Caller, you're live on the air, and you have 4 minutes. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Chinchilla.
Hey, how are you? Brenda, hi.
Hi, sweetie. Standing with you.
I know you are. Thank you so much, Brenda. Thank you so much.
I just want to make a shout out to anybody that can donate. I think it's a positive thing you're doing for the community and the children, and it's definitely needed. Sending prayers and condolences to Vince. I'm just going to give you a little lowdown how I met Vincent. I had come to the Capitol for meet and greet with senators and state reps about wrongful convictions and things going on in the judicial system. Excuse me. And I had some spider bites on my legs that kind of got infected. And I also have some health issues with my back and legs. But after spending the day at the Capitol, I was done. By the time the day was done, I could hardly walk. And I was trying to make my way down the front of the Capitol stairs, and everybody was like, you know, quite a ways ahead of me, and I'm trying to get down the stairs, and Vincent looks back and he sees me, and he comes all the way back up, and he helped me down every one of those stairs at the Capitol, and I'll be forever grateful for that. You know, he didn't have to do that. He saw me struggling, and he stepped up. And just like he's trying to step up to the children of the community. And, you know, there's a lot of big names that's come out of Pennsylvania, and I'm reaching out to them big names, and let's save this park for these kids. Do positive
things. Yes, definitely, definitely.
Keep them off the streets. But
yes, that's so important, so very important. And Brenda, I thank you for you know, all your support, and definitely thank you for contacting Vincent on Messenger. Did you hear the video, the clip I played when I was telling you to call Vincent on Messenger? That was on tonight. Oh, boy. Thank you so much, Brenda. So as Brenda said, everybody, you know, donate. Definitely donate tonight. The Cash App, again, is $BAVoiceTour. So it's $BEAVOICETOUR. And the Venmo is BA Voice, BEAVOICE. And Brenda, I thank you for always listening and always watching all the podcasts. And, you know, I thank you for that. I know every time I go live, you're like right there. I say, oh, there's Brenda. So thank you so much for all your support and everything. Thank you. And I hope Vincent was still listening to hear those wonderful things that you said about him. And again, thanks so much. All right. Now, we're going to listen to just really quickly to the Be a Voice promo again. So you guys can be a voice. It's about being a voice, okay? Because if you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything, okay? So stand up. Stand up and be a voice. Be a voice for these kids today. Because, again, they're dying left and right. Kids are being shot daily. Gunshots are heard every single day, every single night. And we have to change that narrative. Help us. Help Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Vincent Moto save that park and save that stage. All right. So listen to the Be a Voice promo one more time.
Money talks. So put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a voice today.
I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery to call into WBNN tonight. And, of course, the wonderful Vincent Moto, who stood up for his rights in a outstanding opportunity he built back in the 1970s, an outstanding stage. He's trying to save guys. So just like the great Chinchilla Jay said tonight, make sure that you donate to save that part of the land for a lot of our wonderful children, a legacy to be born and be revisited for generations to come. I want to thank all the folks that clowned in that robbery. Of course, our international internet radio broadcasting is Shrine E. It's a Huni Baka tune tonight, the class of 2020. Also, most importantly, me and him both are going in this year as Lifetime Achievers to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Him as a broadcaster, me as a disc jockey and producer. And, of course, thanks to the 2021 Sonia Griffin Linear New Host of the Year here at WBNN, our Rookie of the Year, Chinchilla Jay. And she's also our Deputy Commissioner in running this business that we call ONE Dynasty, which is fantastic. Tomorrow night on the same WBNN stations, we'll come back on with Lurk City in your area with two new outstanding hosts, Sophia the Bra, as well as Diamond Dazzle with Big Will Holmes, the legendary Lurk City hip-hop program at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these WBN stations. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And on Facebook at Oladele Malay Wayne Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Oladele.ngozi, both my and gmail.com. And I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer and disc jockey enshrining. But most importantly, well, not yet, right? I'm still elect, right? You're getting there, right? You know, I'm going to put my, you know, all my eggs in the basket yet because I've only been elected to it. But, of course, ONE Honors is coming up in December. Me and Huni going to go right in for that. And, of course, most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay Wayne Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. Again, join us in for the legendary Merc City Hip-Hop Program, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time at WBNN. Also at www.blogtalkradio.com. And let's end the program tonight, again, with the 2021 Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year, my girl, Chinchilla Jay!
All right, okay. Thank you so much, Brother L. I'd like to thank all the listeners tonight, all of the callers, and I want to wish my son a very happy birthday. His birthday is tomorrow, but I just want to announce it on here. Money Man, MMM, I want to wish him a happy birthday today for tomorrow. Vincent texted me and said to let everybody know and let you know, especially Brenda, that he was listening still and that your words brought tears to his eyes. And he thanks you so much for saying that. And he always wants to be a help. He wants everybody to know that's how he always is. He always helps people. And I can definitely attest to that. He's a wonderful person. And he needs to help. He needs your help to save that stage, everybody. Definitely to save that park for the children so that he may build a free music school, a family community resource enrichment center, and a community park so that there will be something for everyone to do, no matter the age, something for everybody to build the generational gap. So thank you so much for listening tonight. And remember, Newsforum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night right here on WBNN. Now, this upcoming week, we're going to be back at it again with what we do, fighting for justice. That's what Be A Voice is all about, fighting for justice on a daily basis, not taking a vacation. This is something that is lived day in and day out. And we invite you to stand up and to be a voice. Be a voice for something. Please fight for justice. Fight for what's right. Don't allow yourselves to be walked over and don't allow yourselves to be robbed of what's rightfully yours. So guess what? I am Chinchilla J. And again, to reach me during the week, 844-642-8378, extension 888, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., follow me on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia. Follow Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page. Check out all the podcasts of Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls and Nightmares from Behind Prison Walls. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, I am Chinchilla J. Good night.